If Murray had supported the show, I'd be less sick of podcasts.
The Blubbity Blah.
Sending out good vibes.
Good vibes. Utter deep breaths of deep gratitude and prayers for guidance and protection. And put on a didgeridoo and shamanic drumming track. Shivers or vibrations and stuff like that.
America.
Okay, guys, welcome back to the Grind America Show. Coming at you this week with friend of the show, Booberry. Is that the only name we got?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
I didn't even have that in the title. I mean, behind the schemes is what I had, with the trees schemes. Instead of the E's.
That's the podcast.
Yeah.
And of course, he's semi-famous in no agenda circles. Bro, the odds and ends. I mean, the video is wild. He had the little chalkboards he was pulling up and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It was pretty neat to see.
He's very talented. Very talented. The satellite spotlight, sprouting symphonies. I mean, we talked about the Music Side Project and Fountain FM and stuff. But he's the host of Behind the Schemes podcast. So that's behindtheschemes.com and the two E's or threes instead. You can't spell the new abnormal without NWO. The website that we talk about with the bloom has begun with the artists. This is, we're talking about like live music through podcasting 2.0 type stuff with, he calls it the split, where you send like fractions of Bitcoins to people through the time, whenever you want through the episode or the music and stuff. And that's from liveislit.com.
And also musicians releasing albums in that format.
Yeah.
So, of course, people can skip our lazy ramblings and jump right to that if they just go to the timestamp in the show notes. Which should be all right. You know, otherwise you just got to put up with our bullshit here, which some people like and others not so much.
Instead of ads, we just sell our own stuff, you know?
That's right. We got the trip coming up right away.
Yeah.
Coming up, there's like one or two spots left for that. We got some room if people want to come. It's going to be a time.
Yeah.
We have the Zoom meeting already. It's a good group.
That's the Bonneville one you're talking about with Randall?
Bonneville Flood Pass. Flood Pass. From Salt Lake City, Utah, all the way up in Idaho and then back down. Followed, I guess, probably spend a fair bit of time along the Snake River.
Right. So basically from Salt Lake to Boise, right? Kind of?
Salt Lake to Boise.
Yeah, on the back roads, in the valleys.
In the valleys, in the peaks, with some good people. It's going to be a good time. Got just finished and lining up the food today. It looks like it's going to be a great, great menu again. We got some Hawaiian barbecue mixed in this time, which should be interesting.
And I think Randall's really jacked for this trip. I mean, Randall Carlson and Bradley have been there a few times on their own, but they've never done.
Going two places. He's going a couple places he's never been before.
Yeah, isn't that great? So we get to be with Randall.
There's also like a secret surprise Randall that I don't want to mention on the show yet, because it probably will get back to him if I mention it here. Now there's still a whole week to go.
Yeah,
but we're trying to line up a little surprise for him.
So yeah, so yeah, Randall's, I mean, this isn't a trip that he's done over and over with people. He's never hosted a group through this flood path, so this will be good.
It's extended as well. We got some extra stops in the front. Like Brad said in the meeting, if we do this one again, it won't be quite as long. We'll probably take a day off it because he wants to check some stuff out. But yeah, it's going to be good. And then the other, I mean, I made the chat room for the Azores adventure today. So that's officially starting, you know? I mean, it's basically sold out. There's only one spot left or something like that. And people are already, because people, you know, for a lot of people, it's a big trip. They want to plan this or that around it. When are people getting in? And I was like, I don't know when people are getting in. I'll just get the telegram going. And then everyone can sort of make their own plans because it's a bit of a long trip. I mean, I personally, I'll probably get in, I think, on the 2nd. So I have a couple of days to sort of get my bearings before the trip starts on the 4th. So, but you know, that's not.
And when you say get in, you're talking about what's it called again in Chile, right?
Puerto Delgado. No, that's Easter Island. I'm talking about when you fly into the Azores into Ponto Delgado or whatever.
Oh, you're going to fly to the Azores a couple days early?
Yeah, at least the day before.
I mean, I can't wait for the Zoom call with Randall talking about that stuff. I mean, because these trips include like a personal Zoom call with Randall. But I mean, of course, you know, it's fun hanging out with Randall for a week. But, you know, that'll be a great Zoom. Oh, yeah, that'll be a great Zoom call. Yeah. Okay. So, you're talking about going to the Azores a couple days early?
It's got to be like.
Sorry, in my head, I had Easter Island.
5-hour time change.
Yeah, right. So you're going to try and get rid of that jet lag a little bit beforehand?
Yeah, it ain't. Yeah, you know, maybe at least, like I say, at least the day before. Showing up the day of and dealing with people is a bit much, but we'll see what people want to do. That's why the Telegram's there, so people can check that out. contact@thecabin.com as well, and the one where we'll meet in Chile, in Santiago, Chile, before we head off to Easter Island for a week, is next March. So people can check that as well. I'll say there's 10 spots gone out of 20. Maybe 9 spots gone out of 20, but we're going to every spot. We're doing all the things. I mean, it's not very big island. So we're going to get it all done over a week. It's a pretty relaxed schedule. So you have some beach time as well.
Yeah, and chill time, yeah.
Yeah, maybe do some fishing or something. I don't know what the options are, but we're going to have a time. We'd like you to come with us. Check that out. contact@thecabin.com. Unfortunately, I have no new supporters to mention this week. I think we lost one. But, I mean, I did get some P.O. box goodies, though.
Okay, you want to grab those quickly? And
oh, you got more bonus apps until we get some more supporters, you sons of bitches. I got 2 books, one for each of us.
Nice.
By Trevor Lohman, who also supported the show not too long ago.
Yep. Last week's supporter.
To his book. So the book is God's Eye View, How the Most Beautiful Experiment Ever Designed Changed Our Perception of God, Consciousness, the Universe, and Reality Itself. Did I read the back of it here?
Sure. Yeah. This is, and we're going to have Trevor on the show at some point. I owe him a reply.
Who are we? Why are we here? Why is there something rather than nothing? For millennia, these were religious questions. Then suddenly they became scientific ones. God's Eye View reveals what a great lie has been told to us about science. The great fathers of early science were not reductionists, rationalists, and materialists. They were deists, mystics, and seekers. We have been told that science and religion are opposed to one another. In fact, they may be two sides of the same coin. God's Eye View tells the story of 2 centuries of experimental evidence that shows us reality is not what we have been led to believe. Rather than explain away mystery, the quantum revolution reveals a universe brimming with mystery. The scientific discoveries which characterize the 20th century reveal much deeper truth, that the 2 great opposing philosophical forces, science and religion, point to the same stunning explanation.
I like it.
So we got yours here. It's 2 Graham. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened.
Nice.
And then here's mine. Stay free.
He knows us well.
Absolutely, of course. And then the other thing I got at the P.O. box is some homemade maple syrup in a nice, like, fancy maple syrup bottle, even from maple syrup from Paul's Sugar Shack. So it comes with all the information, and he sent a note. Hey, Darren, I hope you and the family enjoy the homemade maple syrup from the hills of the Gatineau River. Gatineau River. Made over a weekend with high solar activity and northern lights flying by. It takes 20 liters of sap from a maple tree and around 8 to 12 hours of boiling it down to get it to this state of alchemy. Taught to us by our native Eastern wood and ancestors, including the Abenaki, Haudenosaunee, and Mi'kmaq, who taught the Europeans in the 1600s. Sorry for the crappy grammar, but I figured I'd go old school. It's a handwritten note. And write it by hand. Sending love and good vibes. Take care and keep up the great work with Graham. I look forward to seeing what's to come. Paul S.
Nice. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. So some nice maple syrup. It tastes delicious.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Did a good job. I mean, 12 hours of boiling to make one thing from 20 liters. A 20 to 1. I think if you do birch, it's 100 to 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
To make birch sap. Birch
syrup, yeah.
I've watched a guy doing it on television one time. So anyway, thanks, Paul. We appreciate it. Thank you, Trevor, for the books. Your care package is just getting bigger and bigger over here. Pretty soon you'll just have to come pick it up because it's going to be too expensive to ship.
Exactly.
So it should be good. I managed to get the new lift pump put in the truck. So I think it's done now.
So you had to, did the old one stop working or is this just part of it?
Not working.
Really? Eh? What?
The injection pump is strong enough to just suck it out of the tank anyway.
What does it do? What does it do?
Helps send the fuel from the tank to the injection pump.
Oh, okay.
So I got that done. It was a bitch, man. You know, it took the longest to get the stupid old electrical clip off the top of the tank. It's just a stupid little tiny hole that you got to go in and fuck around and then stick your phone camera in to see how you did and then try it again.
Wow.
Try it again. The clip took a fucking while. Once I got the clip, it wasn't so bad, but that fucking clip took a minute. And there's a couple bolts that were in there pretty good. Dude, I had to put like a 4-foot snipe on the one bolt. And it's like, is it going to break? I hope it doesn't break. I got a whole new fucking problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, it didn't break.
Well, that's good. So it's running good, do you think?
Running pretty good.
That's good.
Pretty happy with it. I've put a couple thousand kilometers on it now, so.
Yeah, all good.
It's got put to the gears. I got to recharge the AC. I don't know how hard that is, but I see the little kits all over the place, so it can't be too bad. I've never done that before.
What does that even mean, recharge the AC?
Put more refrigerant in it so that it gets colder.
Huh.
It's kind of cold, but it could be colder.
Interesting.
I think that's the problem. I don't know. Could be a different problem. But that's the cheapest problem to start with.
Right.
I have to like replace some part or just like put $50 a year into it to get it to last out the summer, you know? Yeah.
$50 a month, you mean?
That's how much the kit was. $50 a month, and you probably change a part out. And see, there's quite a few months of the year you might want AC. I mean, you already need AC a little bit. It was 28 the other day. It's supposed to be 25 tomorrow. You're driving like into the sun in that heat, you know? Or you put the windows down, but that gets old after a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it used to be the shit back in the day, but nowadays it's like, okay. And it's still hot. If it's hot enough, it doesn't make a difference. It's just blowing hot air around.
Yeah. I have a feeling we're going to have a hot summer.
Seeming that way. It's only like May 5th. The trees are already blooming.
But the trees aren't, but they're not done here. I mean, they just started blooming now. And apparently it feels like once they start, they go overnight, but they just started here. So had a little bit of rain, maybe not enough, quite enough, but yeah, it's starting to get nice here.
We could definitely use more rain, but it's not, it's super green right now. So I'm not complaining too much. Tough to complain right now. good time of year. There's mosquitoes already, though. That's kind of, there's something to complain about.
No, I haven't seen any yet. Don't say that. Now I'm going to notice them tomorrow for sure.
It went down to like freezing last night. So maybe that sort of spooked some of them off or killed some of them off. I don't think so. I think what has to happen to get a good mosquito kill is it has to like be pretty nice again. And then just like in like another week, it's just like, bam, it goes down. No. Like, minus 10 and it snows and there's snow on the ground for 3 days or something like that.
Yeah.
But then the farmers are going to fucking freak because they're going hard to the paint right now. They're all going for it.
Are they?
We say you don't plant till after May long. But
yeah, that's what they say here in Saskatchewan too. It's all about May long weekend. It seems. I'm like, what? It seems really late to me, but
the farmers are like, hard right now.
Yeah. Wow.
Planting season. Glyphosate season.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in Wheatland County.
Selling crops to China season.
Ooh, business is not looking good. Business is not looking good. So anyway, other than the P.O. Box stuff, no new supporters or one-time donations this week. So if you guys want to make us feel a little better about that and doing the show, head over to groundamerica.ca/support today. Sign up for a monthly or make a one-time donation. We're trying to give you some value with the show. Well, if you are getting some value, you know, the idea is that you would once in a while send some value back our way by signing up for a monthly recurring donation or making a one-time donation at groundamerica.ca/support, in which case you would be a noble instead of a pleb. And then we would also read your note and stuff and all sorts of cool stuff. We'll just give away some Cosmic Summit passes to people who supported the show, right?
We got a few already. Do we have a limit?
I think you said five.
Yeah, I think I said, so we have two left, I think, right?
Something like that, because you got Lord Dan's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just another perk of supporting the show, other than it also helps to keep the show in the air. So it's always good. groundamerica.ca/support if you can, when you can. What have you been up to over there?
Trying to get the new bathroom reno going, taking down the final, putting up the final walls, taking down the paneling, you know, trying to deal with some little bit of mold I found. And
it was just the studio amidst like a sea of destruction down there.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I mean, we've got the main area here looking like, I mean, I haven't got drywall up, but the plywood's up, but we have it looking kind of like a den or living room in the meantime, just to put our stuff down here. So we're going to have to move all that around to finish it off. But I mean, there's so much work. It's just, I'm just focusing on like little tiny things that need to be done, you know, as priority, which is the bathroom, getting that in. The plumbers are coming in a week or two to install the tub. We're trying to get a tub down there. That's the main goal because we don't really have a good tub, right? And she needs a tub for her disorder. It really helps.
She's trying to get a tub down the stairs.
Yeah.
Is it like a bend in it or anything?
No, it's like a bend.
I guess a standard size tub ain't too bad.
Oh, this is a pretty big tub, I think. It's pretty deep.
Have you checked to make sure it's going to go down the stairs?
No, because I don't know what kind of box it's coming in, right? I mean...
Well, it's just going to be the tub. It's usually just the tub.
It's got to make it down the stairs, right? I mean,
is there a wall you can take out if you have to?
Well, the wall won't be a problem. It would be the doorway to the stairs would be the constraint.
It should fit through a doorway.
Because the new doorway is 32 inches, so it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah.
I look forward to a development on this. What is it? When's he coming?
Yeah, I don't know. Couple weeks.
Well, the thing is, it all costs money too. So, you know, every time you do something, you get a shell of cash.
Oh, exactly. So, what else was I going to say about that? Oh, and then I told you about the sheds collapsed, right? In the year. So I'm going to make a shed for but I got to do that. Like, that's not even a priority I got to do it this season, right? I guess prior to winter is when. So right now I still have stuff under the collapsed sheds, but I got to. Fill out an application for the town for, you know, an external building and go through that rigmarole. But that's okay. It's going to be fine. had the property lines double checked, and yeah, there's a lot, just so much work to do. It's just never ending.
Are you going to build a shed?
I am, I think. Yeah.
From scratch?
Package. What? No, I'm going to do it from scratch off the, I think I'm going to do a lean-to attached to the house. So the snow, there's no gap between them, and it'll just come out like 10 by 16. I'm going to make it like a pretty big shed. Why are you grinning?
I'd like to see some pictures of the.
Oh yeah, it'll be no problem.
Designed and constructed by Graham Dunlop Shed. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I mean, I don't know if Dan will appreciate me telling you this, but I was talking to him about the lift pump job, and his thing. He was like, "I was like, well, how hard is it?" He's like, "Let's put it this way, Graham could do it."
He doesn't know. He doesn't know how talented I am. I just play dumb.
It's funny because when I was doing it, I was thinking to myself, there's no fucking way Graham could do this. This is bullshit.
I mean, car stuff, I just don't like to do car stuff, but construction stuff, that's fine, right? You know what I mean?
It's pretty easy.
And I got some tools now and stuff, right? I mean, I got a garage and some tools, and I just never had that before. Right? I never had the room. I was always been in this little tiny city place where
doing your own plumbing?
No, I'm not doing plumbing. No.
No.
It all has to be certified and stuff too. Like, I'm not going to play around with trying to cut corners like that. I want to do it properly. So, I mean, I've got the plumbing. The old plumbing's hanging down. I mean, we've got the walls down and stuff pretty much, like, except for whatever wall has to keep the plumbing down there now. But no, I'm not going to jackhammer the concrete and put new plumbing in, underneath there and repour it. Like, they're going to do that.
When I did it, I just raised it up. I just built a little platform for the tub to be on. That gave enough room for the little
retreat. What kind of tub was it?
Oh, it was just like a standard shower stall one.
Okay, was it a whole drop-in unit type thing? Or?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea.
Wood and put it in the drop-in. I just put it on a 6-inch little upstand, which was enough to put in the P-trap or whatever that little thing's called that goes down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's how you got your drainage from.
Because it was that same thing as either that or jackhammer the fucking floor, which is
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of work.
The problem is there's no, the bathroom before was so tiny that you can't do anything with it, you know? And I had to rip it out because it was so bad. So I've expanded it way out now. So it's kind of like a new longer, but then it has this extension on the other side where the tub will be. So it'll just be a nice big washroom, which takes up, you know, a good chunk of the basement in that area, but whatever. And then you have to get around to the laundry room. So I've redirected the pathway to the laundry room through that, and I'll build a wall beside the stairs kind of thing. So it's fun.
All right. Well, I better get out of here. I got to get kid out of art class today. What do you got? You already did the bio, right? You're not doing another bio?
No. Yeah, I already did it.
Support the show. Enjoy the chat. A lot of inside baseball on this one, a lot of podcast chat. Stuff like that, podcasting 2.0 and cool stuff like that. So check that out. We got some great shows coming up. I was looking at the StreamYard back out there. I was like, man, we got quite a few still good ones in the can here too.
Yeah.
Check it out.
And check out our A-list too. If people are interested in the Canadian politics type stuff, I mean, we've had a huge election. There's lots of stuff going on. There's people talking about separating from the country and all kinds of fun stuff like that we talk about on the A-list, EH-list.
That's it. And it's value for value, just like this one. So check that out, guys. Most of all, enjoy the chat with Booberry.
Boobery behind the schemes. This has been a long time coming. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, that sounds really good now. Yeah, good, good. Yeah.
I realized I had the wrong microphone input.
So much for that, the pretest where I'm like, yeah, hey, right? So good.
Yeah. I recently switched up some of the Arcane audio routing, and I haven't committed it to memory yet.
Oh boy, that sounds complicated to me.
Lots of digital dials and faders to adjust, and tons of places. You like sources? I got sources for you.
And we just realized that Google is much better for us on StreamYard. We are having audio problems in another browser. So, yeah, we just fixed some problems just by going to Google, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, that's kind of the same boat that we're in. We use CleanFeed as we're an audio-only podcast for the most part. But I've just found that it seems to behave a little better inside of Chrome.
Right. Yeah. How do you like CleanFeed?
It's a must-have.
Really?
Would not do the show without it. I mean, that's not accurate, but it is an integral part of our show. I think I know that CleanFeed provides just that like crisp audio quality that you're really looking for. It's one of the longest paid for services that I've been using for BTS.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, super good.
What are some of the other things you like about it? Like, how's the interface and stuff like that for guests or people that pop in?
Interface is fairly straightforward to use. I could probably actually give you a quick little display of that. I got a little easel thing over here I can pull up and give you a tutorial.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to put a note in our chats that we're live too.
Yeah, so CleanFeed, it's just, you know, you got you as the person hosting the call. You can get in here, change your audio. I'm using a different input right now, which is not the right one. Change your headphones. You can connect people, either do like a general room chat, or if you want to send it to someone privately, you can do that as well. Sir SeatSitter, I believe, uses the clip playback here, so he loads up all of his ISOs like you would see here.
Hand-eye coordination down. Problem solving down.
Little OBDM there.
A lot of OBDM. And that's not even an eighth of it. But yeah, it's you can load up all sorts of clip playback in there. You can record through CleanFeed. You've got some other longer form clips that you can do for like intros and stuff. You have some ability to get in here and adjust audio playback features. This feature, auxiliary outputs, is actually an integral part to how we pulled off the first satellite skirmish. We had five cartoon MCs, like the one you see here on screen, and everybody was in a CleanFeed call, and we were able to send one audio signal to the recording and the streams and whatnot, but using the auxiliary routing, you're able to like plug it into these little GIF puppets, and everyone has their own channel. So you're not like one person's talking doesn't activate the other ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
how did you get it? How did you get interested in all this? You seem like you're on the vanguard of, you know, podcasting 2.0 and the audio video stuff. Like, have you always been interested in it? How long have you been doing this for?
I didn't really discover podcasts as a form of entertainment until 2017. There was like a lot of strange high weirdness going on in my life. And I was on tour with a musical at the time and just kind of shooting the shit with one of the local stagehands. And was telling him about some of these crazy happenings that have been going on. And he said, hey, you should check out this buddy of mine show called Higher Side Chats. And I was pretty much sold. Ooh, brought a little goat action tonight. I got y'all streaming live through the podcast in 2.0 apps, and you're included in the split for tonight. So,
oh, thanks. Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, but I thought I'll just leave it up to see what happens. You know?
Oh no, you got to get the splits in there. The splits are like by far the most integral part of what Podcasting 2.0 has been bringing to the table, because you can get in here and turn it into a full tilt production between programmers, people that work on the apps, hosts, artists. That's one thing that I'm really excited for when it comes to this upcoming concert, as we have 22 people split into this one, and the splits are set up in such a way it kind of represents who was working on what scene at what time. So like for this intro, I did the video work for it. So there's 16%. One of our artists, Sharpie, drew a hot air balloon that shows up in there. So she's featured for 17%. Lavish, my co-host, he did the music for it. We got a guy from Japan that did the voiceover. He's 17%. So it just kind of cascades throughout the whole production like this. Once we get to the like introductions of the bands, the value split now engages to where the narrator and the people doing the underscore are receiving a higher percentage. And then it clicks in again once we get to the bands, and now the bands have the vast majority of the splits. And
so if somebody donates this currency, this digital currency during band A, it goes to whatever split happens during that donation time frame, right?
Yep, because these are all live chapters. So when you are listening in a podcast in 2.0 app like a CurioCaster here, let's do a little side-by-side shootout. You can see maybe better how this works in real time. I'll go to the episode from... oh my God, there's too many of them. There we go. So this is the this is what I have loaded up here for today's call, and like here's a couple of music tracks. Now, if I was to unmute this, we would hear music coming through the stream, and the art had switched over. I don't know why it disengaged, but yeah, you can. Every time you switch one of these, it's not only changing the artwork and the title and stuff, but it's activating everybody's wallets associated with those tracks too. That's how we're doing the wallet switch. And that's how the music podcasts like Homegrown Hits, Lightning Thrashes, Sats and Sounds, Before the Schemes, there's a whole plethora of them. That's how they're able to play all this music on shows, both live and recorded versions. And people can boost Bitcoin to those tracks. The apps, a good majority of the apps know when you are switching these wallets so they can redirect accordingly.
Wow. So what about the...
I can't even figure out how to get the podcast hooked up to get Satoshis. I don't even know how to do that. I got the... Someone did the one show for us. Might have been you. Someone did it for us, though, and it just started working. I don't know what happened, but then I tried to do the A-list. And because it's sort of the same style show, it's value for value. It's kind of no agenda, cross between no agenda and Grimerica, and except Canadian. So, you know,
hey,
I love Canada. I've always had a blast going up there. Shame's the government sucks so bad.
Yeah, the government's a real shame.
Actually, Toronto was the first time I was ever out of the country proper. Disney on Ice 2012.
Yeah, it's probably changed quite a bit since then.
Probably.
Yeah. And it's going to change a little bit more in the next 4 or 5 years, too, my prediction. So, Darren, what's the difference between the Satoshi and the Bitcoin then? Like, can you just donate either of those? I thought this was all Satoshi based.
A tiny little bit of a Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a penny to a dollar sort of thing.
Oh, and the one that, like, the 2.0 was set up with Satoshis, or was there another currency?
It is currently Bitcoin. I know that there are people working to integrate like Monero, I believe. That's all kind of out of my wheelhouse. I never even really engaged with Bitcoin until it came to getting it set up with the show. And that process entailed getting a Raspberry Pi, which I'm still rocking to this day. And I set up a Bitcoin node on there, and like Naren was saying, a Satoshi is 1/100 millionth of a Bitcoin. So, like, when you heard that goat being murdered earlier, that was Chad F. boosting 666 sats to the podcast, and it split 50-50 to us for this particular show. And I'm not really someone that gets in here and worries about the, like, currency exchange. I don't really care. I like using the Satoshis to trigger stuff and give credit to the production. It's just like, it's right. Just so it's too much fun to sit here and penny pinch about what are the numbers.
Oh yeah, no, this is great. I mean, so we got 333 sats from the goat killer.
Yep, Chad F, the one and only
Chad F. Thank you, dude, that's awesome.
So it works the same way for this music. You know, you can come in here and boost all of these tracks. Ooh, we got some new Oystenberg out today. That's cool.
So these are like productions that are out, and then you also do these live concerts, right? Is that kind of what, or is that, was, are they live, or are you just playing them? Like, is it more of a DJ thing, or are you doing the live? I thought there was some live stuff going on too.
So there's a couple of different aspects to it. Currently the podcast index, if I had to guess, probably has about just under 4,000 music type RSS feeds, which distinguishes it from a podcast type feed. And that's why all of these music type feeds can show up in these music players. It's because that medium type is set.
Okay. Yep.
So this behaves kind of as you would expect when you replace podcast MP3s with music tracks. Each one of these either represents an album or, you know, like a single. Yeah. There is also some live experiences that we've been working on since last. The first one was April 6th in 2024. There's a local band called 12 Rods and in the Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we did a two band show at a local rehearsal space and hung a 48-inch disco ball. So in place of having the serenading cacophony of goats screaming being these boost alerts, we shined four lights at this disco ball. And every time someone boosted, this massive ball was lighting up all over the room. And that was the first stream concert that we had published as a Thunder Road Media, which is kind of like a hobby production outfit, just putting shows on for fun. And I might actually have a photo of, you can come in here and watch the, not on this particular RSS feed, but if you look up 12 Rods tour clips in like Podverse, CurioCaster, you can watch the full video. We also have it split up into individual tracks so that people can come in here and grab them for their music shows.
Wow.
And play them. So it's like it's kind of like in a chapter, but in my opinion, better, because then all of like the wallet stuff is really accessible using this split kit tool, courtesy of Stephen Bell. And it works for just like doing regular old chapters too. You know, like for our show, I have artwork loaded up every week. You know, we go into screenmails and we can change the artwork. I really don't know why it's bouncing back and forth. It should just be locked in. But the next series of concerts that we started was, and we're coming up on the fourth one. It's kind of the season finale. They're called the Satellite Skirmishes, and the first three were styled as a live stream battle of the bands. And we've had people streaming in from Montreal. We've had people streaming in from Texas. We've had people streaming in from Australia.
So then you would just like put a camera on yourself and mic yourself in the same as you would if you're recording, and just send it out to this sort of.
It's for the bands. It's like they would be streaming to Twitch or anything else.
Or
right?
YouTube, just doing a little YouTube thing of their jam in their basement sort of thing. They could do it like that, or they could be film it while they're at a venue someplace, or any all the above sort of thing.
Yes. If they can get a live stream link into an RSS feed and turn that item on, that live item, then they would be streaming in podcast apps. whether it be a rehearsal, whether it be a live show at a venue, whether it be, you know, a special event like one of these. I'm sitting here emoting to the screen and you can't see me.
Yeah, we get it.
Need little Mothman arms.
Yeah.
I mean, considering you don't do video, you're like way better at it than we are. And we do it.
This has been my primary focus over the last year. And that's after this one, there's a big swan song energy brewing in just the art direction and the things that we got queued up to fire off for this show. But it's been a ton of work from a ton of people, and we don't have to get into the full thing, but if you just wanted to maybe like, we could scrub through and
this is fantastic. I mean, I think you're really like, this is a real culture change.
Do you have any Gram clips in there?
What's that?
Do you have any clips of Gram in there?
I might. Let's see.
I have not been asked.
No Gram clips.
Comments, buddy.
Damn.
You don't have like popping my root chakra with a didgeridoo clip. I hope not. No.
If someone ISOs that, I can get that.
Yeah, no,
in
no,
like
no,
two
no.
seconds for you. We have a bot in the IRC chat. It's called ISOBot. And as we're doing the live streams, people can type the word ISO. Space and then whatever phrase they just heard on the stream, and it spits back an MP3 within 30 seconds.
That is awesome. Holy shit. See, this is what I mean, man. You guys are treading, like, you guys are out in front of it, man. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're too cutting edge.
So the one thing I like about the podcast in 2.0, there's a specific app that I want to shout out specifically. And this has kind of been a DIY process. We've been adding stuff as needed, just kind of growing it with each show. This, again, is the Split Kit, which is what we were looking at to switch the chapters live. Okay. I've been working with Stephen Bell to develop like a live front end page that's customizable in the way that MySpace was, where you just pop in the information. So each one of these buttons, I just link to the band, put their name in there, put the artwork, and then loaded up each one of these buttons with their wallets. So now, instead of being locked in to boosting whatever chapter is live at that moment, you want to go back and give Matt the Tall, the Ocarina player, Mad Sats. You can do that without having to wait for the posted version.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, chat room, we have scoreboards. Each one we've been trying to tailor theme scoreboards. This is all coding courtesy of Eric PP. He does a phenomenal job getting these rocking and rolling. I mean, I photoshopped a Galaga scoreboard to him for the first 12-rod show. And there he came back with an animated Galaga scoreboard that had all of the producers for that show just projected on the wall. Ah. So good.
Wow, that's awesome.
So
when is the finale again?
It is going to be May 10th, 2025.
Okay, awesome.
May 10th, 2025, the Satellite Spotlight. Sprouting Symphonies.
Is that music then again? That's like another Battle of the Bands sort of thing.
We're stepping away from the Battle of the Bands concept for this guy. We're going more so showcase. So it's a smaller number of bands. The previous three have been six each. This time we're doing four bands, which I guess that would be a pretty good segue to talk about our acts here, wouldn't it? So it's
kind of like, it reminds me of like a Eurovision or something like that. I don't really know enough about the Eurovision, but it makes me think like, you know, when the bands come together for Africa or some shit.
Yeah, this is basically Africa. So kicking this off, we got from England, we have The Trusted, which have been uploading music through RSS Blue over the last year. After that is Red Arrow Highway. We have the frontman for that band is Nate Jonovan. He's a returning alumni. He was part of the Satellite Skirmish Autumn Rust with his other band called Death by Lions. He's got a really phenomenal looking studio out back of, and it's just got like the perfect theme in. If you're into UFOs and you're into lizards, I think you'll like it. After that, this is a newer to the scene artist by the name of Mookie. Mookie has been working with a record label out of California called Cannabis Records. So Cannabis Records has been kind of in place of the artists, uploading their music, building the feeds for them, interacting with the music shows. And Bud Tender is the guy that kind of helped us get Mookie and the Trusted booked for this show. And wrapping us out is one of my all-time favorite bands. If it hadn't been for these guys, some of these shows probably would have happened. I don't know if it would have been this quick, but City Beach comes from, it's a big family. And specifically Shredward and his friends will be participating with the stream in City Beach. And I'm very excited. These guys have been around on ellenbeats.com. I mean, shoot, if I was going to pull my easel back over here and we went to ellenbeats.com, we would have to scroll to the very bottom to find some City Beach. That's how long these guys have been here. So I'm feeling like City Beach coming to the skirmish. It's kind of, I said I was going to scroll in.
Yeah.
All the way down.
We can't see it.
We can't see it. You didn't.
I didn't put the, I forgot to grab my easel.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Because I flew away. I got too many buttons. I just blew one of my gags. Oh, well.
That's okay. That's pretty good.
There I come. There you come. Video's hard, man. Anyways, City Beach has been here since this started, and it would have been summer of 2023. See, I'm still scrolling trying to find them. Way down here. OGs. Definitionally OGs.
Is that about all the bands that are on Podcasting 2.0?
What we're looking at right now, specifically, if I zoom in here, you see this little kind of like W looking icon. This is an outfit called Wavelake. Wavelake is quasi connected to the podcast index. In my professional and humble opinion, I think they really plugged in just because of the boosting or the being able to send Satoshis to people. Which I don't know. It's that there's a lot of lore that comes along with that. So what we're looking at is, yes, this is all music from Wavelake. There are certainly people out there that are in support of a more self-hosted, decentralized DIY sort of ethos. So you can come over here and click this DMU filter, and that will show you the stuff that's kind of more local, homegrown type music. This is actually one of my other hobbies, is getting music uploaded for bands and stuff. I'm trying to get away from it a little bit because I had over 100 feeds that had to get updated after there was a change to a wallet, and all of it was by hand, and I was ready to suck start stuff.
I bet.
Search for one of our friends' bands that might be? I mean, they do value for value, and they were on the podcasts. But I don't know if they're in this. Like, I don't know if they're in this thing. But,
what's their name?
Well, the album is Procession. Their band name is $50 Dynasty. But they went the route, like, they published their album themselves. They didn't go through what do they call those people that do the albums? Producer, or what do they call it? Producer?
Jews.
Damn.
And they did really, really well. Like, they're doing really, really well. And they went value for value with their album. And I mean, and I think they're doing better this way. And they put out their music for, like, people can use the music without the lyrics and stuff, the tracks for stuff. And yeah, it's really good.
Will you send me a link to that? I would love to check it out. I'm not seeing it immediately, but if it's already existing on an RSS feed somewhere, it might just be a matter of coming to the index and adding it.
Procession.
But yeah, kinda,
you'd probably love it too. It's very ancient mystery-ish, you know?
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I'm really happy with the progression, and we actually kind of got a little bit of an early sneak peek at it, but so you heard the goats being slaughtered in the background. We have gimps that you can torture. You can knock out Adam Curry's tooth on the show, all by boosting specific amounts of Satoshis. And once we kind of integrated the video stuff, I mean, we had the physical disco ball, but now we're doing this stream where we as the show are setting the bands up to do a quote unquote Twitch stream. And we're just grabbing that and rebroadcasting it through the infrastructure of everything that we got set up, which includes all of the wallet switching, so on and so forth. But when they do that, we're able to put on the screen, I don't know how hard it'll be to find one in person, hopefully not super difficult. There we go. Yeah, so we've been working on these neon sort of LED, or sorry, not LED, but neon boost alerts that show up with the person's name and amount every time they boost a show. So it's a real kind of classic.
Kind of like the disco ball same time as you drop it.
Oh, sorry, what's that?
Kind of like a super chat in YouTube.
Yeah. We don't have the messages show up for a specific reason, because we come back after the fact. And when you actually look up these shows in a podcast feed, what you'll see is at the very, very top, before you even get to the episode, the first thing is the episode where we sit down and read all of the boostergrams together, the boost recap specifically. And it's just 2 hours of whoever can make it for that call, bands, MCs, artists, programmers. We just get together and value for value style, thank everybody that came out and helped produce it. So we did admit having the messages show up on the actual video. There is a portion where we get to the boost babes, and the boost babe is actually got like a scoreboard there on the screen, and some of the messages are showing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is also the same scoreboard that we saw here on the side. This is Frankie Payne. She's one of she is the production manager for Thunder Road Media and the Satellite Skirmishes. And for Autumn Rust, she was a boost babe. And we got more like cartoon MCs. You know Nick the Rat, right?
Yep.
Nick the Rat actually drew this Mothman avatar that I'm using. And he was a MC for one of them, along with Sir Spencer, Wolf of Kansas City. Sir Spencer, Wolf of Kansas City, will be joining us this time in a new role as a boost babe, which will be really great. If you are ever interested in like how this all came about, I always recommend people check out a podcast called Ablecraft, ABLEKRAFT. And what they do is they sit and Spencer and another gentleman by the name of Abel Kirby get together remotely weekly to record an album that was produced with podcasting 2.0 specifically in mind. And this is the first time I was able to actually be involved in a split is with the Stay a While album that they released in, was it December of 2021? I want to say. But yeah, this is my first introduction to being a part of a split like this. And what I did was the show art. I went out and covered my arm in wine gravy, took a photo in the snow.
Nice. And they use that for the album art. So then every time they sell an album, you get a few Satoshis.
Every time that someone comes in and boosts this specific track through a podcast app, like let's see if I can get this working. Stay a while, like wine. Where are you at? Like wine. Let me see if I can boost this thing real quick.
You're doing it live.
Yeah. Now you're going to make me look up the... I want to murder a goat. That's what I want. And boost. This is a really great album. It's six songs, I want to say. It's all people from the No Agenda stream and adjacent in terms of musicians and artists. Each one of these tracks had, you know, the artists split in. DeLorean, Dean Reiner, Roger Roundy, Carolyn Blaney, Cotton Gin. It was probably one of the most pivotal happenings that I can think of.
Right.
But check it out. Stay a while.
All right. So you just went into a podcast 2.0 app there that played the track and then did your boost. And that was it, right? Because you've got set up in your own profile or something, the wallet that you can boost from type thing. I mean, sorry to ask some pretty basic questions here, but
what the fuck? No, it's fine. It's not for everybody, but it's something that I would definitely recommend because it circumvents a lot of issues that I feel like people encounter when using custodial wallets and things like that. Me personally, I have this Raspberry Pi. It doesn't have to be a Raspberry Pi. It could be an older computer.
Boop, boop, be doop.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We got a boost from Bully Steeds. She's listening to some music right now. She's listening to Overdose. Which is an artist that Sir Sir Seat Sitter manages. If you haven't listened to Overdose, it's it's quite the trip. I love it. Awesome. But yeah, it's mostly just, you know, how much of it do you want to self-host? And we Lavish just got set up with a node, so now he's migrating off of Fountain. I mean, that's kind of the Where I feel like people kind of get lost in the sauce is that there's 9,000 ways the skinned cat is laying here on the ground. It's like, which avenue do you want to take first? Do you want to start with the head? Do you want to start with the tail, the feet, the toes? Like, it's however you kind of like it, you make sense of it, I suppose. But really, like Spencer, the thing that made it click for me, as easy as analogy as it is like, at some point, you can read all the manuals you want and watch all the tutorial videos that you can find on YouTube, but the only way that you're going to learn how to drive a car is getting behind the wheel, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it is, like, it does look daunting, but what I've come to realize over time is, like, really, it's just kind of tedious data entry at its worst.
For what aspect of it? Like if you were just listening and boosting.
In that regards, it's easy. There's a couple of different apps that you could use. Fountain.fm is one. It comes with a built-in wallet. Albi wallet is another type of custodial wallet that people can use. And you can pay for Albi or you can self-host, like you can build your own node and self-host it, you know, it's just kind of like, where are you wanting to kind of like pass the buck off and have someone set it up for you versus you wanting to set it up. And that is one issue that people seem to be having with podcasting 2.0 is that a lot of the wallets out the gate were set up with this organization called Albi, GetAlbi, and eventually they got to the point where they had to basically not be everybody's bank. They were going to have to start charging people because it was becoming too big of a beast. And, you know, that's a lot of people's Bitcoin that you're holding for them without like any compensation. And I'm not one of the people that like fault Albi by any means. Like, they got to do what they got to do. And I just happen to be set up where I can tie in the Albi stuff with my node and it pretty much works seamlessly. For right now, I think if people want something as close to like a traditional app experience, which, you know, that's not always for everybody, but Fountain is doing really well in that regards. It's got social features that some of the most of the other apps aren't doing, with like just comment like type threads and things of that nature. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. That's good. I'm just trying to think of it from different perspectives, like for just a user, somebody that's just listening and wants to hear music in a different avenue and wants to boost. And then for a band that would just maybe want to, like if maybe they're thinking about other ways to get their music out, they could just do an RSS feed and get into this easy, right? Except for maybe the setup, but you're seeing data entry and all that. Was that from like a band's perspective or?
Yeah, from a bands and podcasters specifically, that's kind of like the tedious part is the data entry side. But there's, you know, there's always tools that exist. You just kind of have to know where to find them.
But if they already have it on an RSS, then
I'm going to actually share a link with y'all here real fast. This is a website called MusicSideProject.com, which is the same guy that made CurioCaster, the split kit. He does another website that I use daily. Do you see a trend here? My life revolves around Stephen Bell, and I couldn't be happier for it. But Stephen Bell has this tool called Music Side Project, and it allows you to come in here and build a music type styled RSS feed out the gate. And then when you save it, the tricky part for people is got another boost. The tricky part is for people to get it hosted somewhere. Now, ideally, if people are out there creating stuff and you know, like especially recorded media, I would always recommend that they get some form of website just so that you can exist in your little own portioned off section of the internet outside of the platforms and stuff like that. Again, people's wallets all range drastically, so for some it's not financially available. There are avenues that people can go. I think if I recall, you can actually it's not there. I think Steven's got a tutorial in here of how you can get hosting going for music for like anywhere from $1 to $3 a month. And then, yeah, it's just a matter of putting those MP3s into a track and, or I'm sorry, putting those MP3s into.
Is it basically like an album is an album per feed type thing? So each album would show up with those tracks being like the episodes?
Correct. Now, there are some people that have been releasing quote-unquote singles. I just got to turn the Wavelake stuff off. So much of it's just kind of AI. I'm just not into it. It's
so kinda, the album is the band, and then there's each track is a post type thing.
So like, you know, Mookie does a lot of single releases. You have people that do kind of your traditional album styled releases. There's other people, two of them come to mind specifically, the Hey Citizen experience. He doesn't have an album, he's got one mega feed that he's been dropping all of his singles into.
Yeah I mean, I think it's super interesting right now, especially because I've heard some stories recently that some of these bigger, even these bigger name artists aren't getting the same event. Like they're not being able to do the same concerts. Like there seems to be a shift even from, you know, the top sort of performers being able to bring in audiences in big arenas and stuff like that. So I feel like there is a bit of a shift too. And I mean, obviously there's been a huge shift since the online stuff and the music industry and YouTube. And I mean, you know, the people being able to produce their own very, very good quality albums instead of going through the traditional route.
This is kind of a personal thing. I do work in event production, concert lighting specifically. I have been for a long ass time, toured for 9 years doing Broadway musicals. And going to see shows today nothing gets me more hyped for a concert than being treated like a fucking criminal coming in the door. It just gets me all jitty. I am so excited for it. Please give me the full body pat down because I have a pack of cigarettes in my pocket that you say has got the aluminum foil when your hubris won't even let you know that they switched it to some plastic paper piece of shit. Fuck you.
I never even thought about that, but yeah, that is a bit of a pain, right?
Yeah.
It's not the aluminum foil anymore.
No, it's like this, at least the brand that I smoke, it's kind of like this plasticky type thing. I mean, I was wearing a denim jacket loaded to the gills with pins and studs and stuff. He's like, oh, no, you don't have to take the jacket off. It won't go off.
He's just looking for your drugs. Give me your cigarettes. You think you have joints in there, man. This is just like easy. If I was a cop, I would get so many people.
Minnesota legal, baby.
Oh, there it is. Minnesota's legal now? Makes sense.
Yeah.
How many states you guys at then?
I do not know that number off the top of my head.
They still don't let you bring it into the concert, do they? Like, it's legal here, but they still don't want you, like, bringing it into the venues, usually.
I mean...
I think... I don't know. I mean, I gotta go to Easter Island, and I'm like, I wonder if I could just bring a pen.
I mean... this is all off the record, right?
Nowadays, well, it's on the podcast, so no. But
yeah, cool.
You're a fucking flying bug, so you're probably okay. I think
I have pockets.
The moth.
He's a moth. You can get this nowadays. You can get those edibles. They look just like little vitamin D's, man. You just get them. They're like 10 milligrams each. Just dump them into a jar that says vitamin D on it. I think you'd be good to go.
What I will say in my experiences and traveling is that, you know, if something is very obvious, then yeah, you might have some issues. Or if you very obviously try to hide something, you might have some issues. But if you lean into the innocuous, yeah, you know, things happen. People show up to concerts, you know, and the worm churns.
How long is this? So how involved then? I mean, this is all part of this sort of podcasting 2.0, and it sort of lines up with the podcasting 2.0. The other part of that is the podcast index, right? Is this pretty closely tied with all that? Is this in the
podcast index exists in the place of like Apple's podcast index or Spotify's repository of RSS feeds? The podcast index is it's actually available on a GitHub. So if you wanted to, you could fork the whole thing and run it yourself. I don't know what that would entail because I'm not that smart, but somebody could.
I wonder how many people are.
I don't know. I really don't know. But you know, there's
open source is the library, right? Basically, you download that and you've got all the podcast feeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they got nudepodcastapps.com is where you want to go. But just make sure all your clothes are off first before you go. But the podcast index actually kind of gives you some data about how many feeds are going.
Yeah, when we had Adam on last time, he said there was 4 million shows, but only 100,000 uploaded in the last... Or 100,000 had uploaded in the last 90 days, and I think that number was down around like 50 that had uploaded in the last 30.
Currently, it's 355,000 podcasts that have updated at least once in the last 30 days.
Yeah, that makes more sense. 50 seemed low. So that's in the last 30 days?
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably considered an active podcast.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like I would say anywhere from bi-weekly to monthly is active. If it's every other month, maybe it's a special. I don't know. It's kind of like
that. If you go to say 90 days,
at 90 days, it is 486,461.
So that's still not a lot. It's 10%. So there's not, I mean, when people say there's millions of podcasts, there's really only a few hundred thousand.
Yeah. Cause you know, how many of these were a couple of friends getting together and they recorded three things and that was that?
A lot of them. I think seven's still the magic number. the average episode number of podcast episodes that people make it to is 7. And our buddy made it to 7. So, I mean, it was pretty ironic.
Can I get a little gay with it for a second? Will you permiss me? Can I gush?
I permiss Graham. So
sweet. It was y'all's appearance on Grumpy Old Ben's that really, I took it at a good point with having done mushrooms recently. It was either right before or right after. And that was one of the things that y'all had discussed, was the clearing that initial hurdle. And I forget specifically what episode count that you had said it, but you know, if you can get past this number, then you're probably going to be okay. And that was like that big push, because I think we were like in the early 20s, and it was really difficult to try and coordinate 3 different people with 3 different schedules, and 2 of them want to get really drunk on the show and argue politics, and I'm just getting drunk because I'm here. Like, it's evolved.
Yeah. Stick-to-itiveness is probably what we talked about too. Just making it consistent and regular as much as you can. Yeah.
Oh, dude, going live, man. If anybody out there ever wants to start a show for whatever reason, the one thing I cannot recommend enough.
Live.
Oh, dude, I love doing the live to tape. If we were to do a show Monday night, me and Lavish, and we weren't streaming live, it wouldn't be the same show, because there's people in the green room that are actively producing it with us in real time, whether that be calling the voicemail line, hanging out in the chat, boosting the show, murdering goats, zapping gimps. You know, it's kind of like we're not behind the schemes without that live angle to it.
My advice to people would be, don't do live and don't do video, and you'll be just fine.
I'll meet you halfway and say live audio.
Live audio. You know, we started with live audio. We might have even stuck with it, but I mean, now we've opened up this whole can of worms that is hard to step back from. But you know, at the time we were trying Mixler and shit like that, and it was all kind of garbage. You know, if there had been this podcasting 2.0 at the time, I mean, it just seems like everything seems a lot easier to just go live to tape. Even the apps are supporting it. So you get, like, I listened to the No Agenda stream. I mean, usually I still end up on just on the website, mm-hmm. but I also use one of those podcasting 2.0 apps when the website, like Pod, I forget what it's called, but Pod Chaser, maybe, is that one?
That sounds familiar. At this current moment, there are not a ton, but enough apps that do support listening live. Podcast Addict, CurioCaster, Fountain, True Fans, Podverse, Podcast Guru.
Podverse, I think, is the one.
So you would go into Podverse, let's say, or Podcast Addict. And if you wanted to find some of these bands in there, how would you go about that?
This is one thing I'm hoping will change with the Podverse 2.0 redo. It's a little convoluted. So, like, Midnight Mike's Band is 1.3, right? So I can search 1.3, doesn't show up. That's unfortunate. But I know the name of the album, okay. So I can type in Midwestern Apathy. There it shows up. So it's easier to find music in a sense if you're using the Podverse app and listening to a music show. Mitch, the creator of Podverse, added the ability to favorite a track inside of the podcast. Inside of the music podcast, so it'll save it to your library for later. I still use LN Beats mostly when it comes to just listening to music. LNBeats.com, like LN Beats, LN Beats.
LN, like the like letters LN or
Lightning Network, yeah. Okay. Or like LN, I think it's LN, E-L... Someone bought Ellen Beats, like Ellen DeGeneres Beats. So you could type in ellenbeats.com or ellenbeats.com.
That's like I bought grimera.ca.
Good call.
Yeah. It never ever did come in useful. But
oh, I do have one thing I'd like to show you to kind of help tease for the Oh, I never even said the never even threw the logo up. God, literally let anybody on the internet. One of the things that we're doing for this concert again is the boost alert. So someone sends a boost, animation plays on the screen. You might have seen me fat thumb this a little earlier ago. But for this particular production, we've got 10 different effects that fire, and each one is tied to the last digit of a boost. So if someone sends in one or 333 sets, that is the quote unquote number three trigger, and that fires this particular animation. So we have 10 different versions of those, a special floral arrangement number, 420, and there's also these threshold boosts that we're doing. So every time we pass a certain amount, we'll be doing unique illustrations for those. I'm so excited because we've never done this before.
That's great. So what kind of, I got a couple of stupid questions. Darren, do you have any more or do you want to?
What's the mainstream crossover like?
I don't know.
Mainstream's the word, but sort of what are the mainstream. Yeah. What are the bigger bands on there that some of our listeners might recognize? Is there anyone like that joining the network yet?
I mean, you might find bigger names through the Wavelake side of stuff. Again, I really don't have much to do with that side. On the decentralized music side, the kind of self-hosted stuff, 12 Rods is a band that had quite a sparkly start. I think they are on record for a Guinness record for having like one of the biggest record signing contract number-wise when they first got started. But really, I mean, this is like, I want to make my own superstars for whatever that means.
All be on there, like even if the bands are on YouTube or they're on here, they're on there. They should be on here too, right? I mean, it just seems like a no brainer that eventually the crossover should be. It should just like completely ideally, it's the just another source for music, kind of like the podcast directory has everything. It has everything in there. That's it'd be neat to see music start going this way because it doesn't seem like the musicians are happy with anything.
That's, you know, yeah, that's kind of
why they're pissed at that. They're, you know, none of it's fucking working. Nothing's working.
This is a conversation that I've been a part of a couple of times, and I really don't know like what to say or what to expect in terms of like, is, you know, does it finally work if we have a big name? Because as far as we have shown, this stuff does work with the people that are already here, and like that's kind of where my focus is primarily trained at, is working with the people that are here rather than trying to, you know, chase down people that may or may not, even the, like some of these bands that I've been working with, you know, I've uploaded almost 100 RSS feeds for bands and stuff. Skate Nigs is actually, if you're into 90s punk, Skate Nigs, Chemical Imbalance, they're on here. I got them uploaded. There's a guitarist from Gwar, Flatus Maximus. His solo album is on here, The Death of Rock and Roll. So, I mean, there's like people kind of floating around, but they're not, they just, some weirdo on the internet was like, hey, come on our show. I want to do this music stuff with you. And then that's kind of, they just checked out. And that happened, you know, for even like bands that are here locally that we did a show with. I want to like try and work with them. And they just kind of like, you know, we have Instagram stuff that we got to like put our primary focus into, because the Instagram subscribers is how they get the bookings for the shows. Cause you have to have so many Instagram subscribers or TikTok followers to actually even like gain access to a stage.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's kind of goes into one of my dumb questions. So for example, Procession $50 Dynasty, like I searched that, it came into iTunes. So it's in Apple Music as a podcast, but it's not in Podcast Addict or it's not in Podverse. So is that just because the way they went and pushed their feed?
They would, if it depends on where they have the actual MP3s saved at, because they could take an RSS feed, right? So like, let's say they took this and who's a big hosting company that doesn't really do
like Libsyn, like what
yeah, Libsyn. I think Libsyn might have some PC 2.0 features, but let's pretend that they don't for the moment. So they upload all their music and they build this RSS feed and they can add it to the index, but that index or that RSS feed is still lacking the specific tags, like, you know, your wallet address and the stuff like that. So they would still need to make sure that their RSS feed is compliant with
2.0.
So like they could certainly still use the MP3 files and the artwork where it's at. They just need to grab those links and punch it in here at musicsideproject.com. Ooh, not that one. The other musicsideproject.com.
I just noticed that the A list is in the podcast index 5 times. So I don't know what I did there.
So I use
PowerPress.
Yep, PowerPress through WordPress.
Yeah, it had all the podcasting 2.0 options in there.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff that you can do. I've looked at it. PowerPress.
Because that's kind of what I was getting at. Like,
yeah, here it is.
Like our buddies, $50 Dice, have already gone as far to put it on like Apple and Spotify and all these places. Well, Spotify, no doubt, but they've got it in podcast form. So it's like they should just go this little bit further to get it into 2.0. And
well, that might be something like DistroKid. That was the name that I was trying to think of earlier. DistroKid is a organization where you submit your music to them and then they run it around and put all the license and bullshit that they got to do and get it uploaded to Spotify, iTunes, so on and so forth. So I don't know. What was the name of it again?
$50 Dynasty is the band. But I didn't want to interrupt what you guys are doing there.
No, you're good. I'm just pulling this up. Ooh, I love the artwork already. Bookmarking that so I can come back and investigate a little bit. So yeah, man, it's I think either way, regardless of like, because at the end of the day, I don't want to go to LN Beats to listen to U2. I would listen to Guar through LN Beats every day, definitely. I mean, that's no question, but I just think that there's people here that are doing some really important work. And if some of the bigger names happen to come along, it might be now, or we could be waiting 10 years. You know,
Best to wait. I mean, look what happened to podcasting, right? All the TV celebrities got their own podcasts and everybody's in there now. Everybody's a podcaster now.
Yep. And you know, those shows they won't have the lasting power of like Primerica or OBDM or No Agenda or so on and so forth. Hopefully us someday, if I don't retreat to the mountains permanently.
No doubt.
You can do both now with Starlink.
Ooh.
You can do both. You can have your cake and eat it too.
Hey, West Virginia is beautiful country. I'm just saying.
That's a great point. Cannabis Records official says, signal, not noise. Independent artists need a space that's not stupid crowded by the same sound you can hear everywhere else. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and like, when I think of the masses, what inevitably comes to the forefront of my mind is the remnants of the maintain social distancing stickers on the floors of grocery stores and stuff like that.
Or the Canadian elections.
Days ago. I'm not saying that we by any means have to bar people and gatekeep and no, you can't exist here. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying like, if you are trying to just like pull in as many people as you can, like you're going to have people there, and that can kind of go lots of ways, you know, because people are unpredictable. People kind of suck. I like a person. People,
we hear you.
We hear you. Yeah, we do. Is there anything you feel like we missed before we start to wrap up? Oh, well, where can people, you mentioned the thing on May 10th. Well, how can people tune into that?
People need to go to liveislit.com. Liveislit.com. It's a new website that we got set up. We have a post that kind of gets into the background of the satellite spotlight. And then upcoming events, we'll have a button that'll actually take you to the watch page for this edition of the concert. And we'll have a button to like boost the crew. You can boost each of the bands directly. We'll have a differently themed scoreboard this time around.
And people don't need anything fancy to get, like, we got all this sort of technical jargon running around about boosting, but they don't need any of that really to get there. They can just sort of get there by clicking the buttons and start watching music.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And there's a link in the show. There's a link in all these videos and in the show notes for Live is Lit right now. So
perfect. Yeah. It's brand new. It's free for people to sign up if they want to use it. What I'm hoping it ends up becoming is kind of just like a little local community board for when bands that are using podcasting 2.0 features, they have upcoming live shows or album releases, single drops, guest appearances on podcasts. I think it would be absolutely acceptable for podcasters to create an artist, because I don't care what anybody says, podcasters are artists. And, you know, so they should be included in this artist page. So if they have upcoming special events or interviews with people, you know, hopefully they would post about it, and we'll get some like social relay type stuff going. Oh, I'm sitting here like showing all this cool stuff. I don't even have the easel out. God. Ugh. Fuck video, man. But yeah, we'll have
you can redo your, you can redo that segment if you want.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is you know, each one of these, when you click into them, they show you the full splits of where all your sats are going. That includes the bands. So there we see the Trusted In at 80%. Red Arrow Highway, Nate Jonovan, 94%. The center button eventually will represent the live chapters. So those dynamic credit splits we were looking at earlier, that's what the center button will be taken care of. So that's May 10th, 2025, liveislit.com. There'll be links to the IRC chat room where we're hanging out. There'll be links to the video stream, links to the scoreboard. We might get some easy breezy, like short tutorial pieces written up if people need like a quick primer. But really, I mean, this is a value for value production. And as y'all know, you can support a value for value production in any way that you deem fit. Is that with your time spent listening to the show and hanging out in the chat? Is that talents of getting involved with the next one when that inevitably comes around? Is that supporting with Satoshis? We don't have a PayPal set up for this, because I just don't want to be like splitting fiat money. So it's really just like kind of a podcasting 2.0 and Bitcoin specific type stream.
Well, I mean, that must be exciting in a way too. Like Bitcoin's getting some notice here from even the White House talking about it. I mean, I haven't listened to No Agenda in a while, so I don't know how much they've been talking about it, but you know, this is the Bitcoin president in a lot of ways, right? And it was a podcasting election. So it's pretty interesting that we have so much movement on the crypto. And I mean, this is a great way to play around with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Total, I mean, stats, 2,347,866 on the split kit.
Yep. That was after that polar embrace, the satellite skirmish polar embrace was our third edition. It took place on the sixth moon of Saturn, Enceladus. It was a frigid day that night. And yeah, that was the total amount after that one. It might, I don't know, some of these, they kind of get jumbled up with other shows. So these are not like set in stone
But it just shows that there's a bit of a community following along and listening and stuff too. So,
yeah, it's small, but you know, everybody is super into it, and I'm eternally grateful for the presence of everybody that is here and eventually will be here. I definitely think that things will grow, but you know, they'll grow at its own pace.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Where can people find your podcast?
Behind the Schemes. We're live every Monday night, myself and Lavish. Check us out over at badradio.live or behindtheschemes.com, SCH3M3S. We kick that son of a bitch off every Monday night, 7:30 Pacific, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern over there on the Beast Coast. And behindtheschemes.chat is the way to get into the hashtag green room where we hang out. Every day we're there doing stuff. We're doing production meetings in the in the chat. And the last thing I think that I wanted to shout out, if people are looking to maybe get into something for the rest of the evening, probably for like another hour or so, it just started, but Frankie Paint, production manager for Thunder Road Media, the Satellite Skirmishes, and other shows, she's doing a Fountain Radio takeover. So if you go to fountain.fm/radio, you can check her out playing some tracks from past shows and some of her other favorite tracks. Doesn't even have to be related to a concert.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Fountain.fm/radio. So just Fountain FM and then click on radio and
That's
awesome.
And they do periodical fountain takeovers. It doesn't have to be just for us. You just reach out to them and they'll give you the keys. And actually, if you look right here, you can kind of see some like some boost coming in from that. So isn't that what OBDM uses? They're listening to So, and we can see people boosting that stuff right now as they are listening, which is like, that's the coolest part. Metrics are toast. Download numbers are down. Boostergrams are a way that you can actually confirm that somebody is sitting there listening, because, like, here's people streaming sats per minute. Odyssey Westra is listening to Matt Atal, the ocarina player on the Mountain Music Happy Hour. So good.
Yeah, that's cool. This is awesome.
I like it. I like it. Well, Booberry, this has been great. We appreciate you coming on the show and all the things you've helped us out with over the years. It's nice to get down and sit down and talk some inside baseball. And we encourage our listeners to go check this out. I like the idea of like this live stream and live performances and stuff like that. It seems cool.
Yeah, man. Like, podcasters get together every week to do a show. In theory, bands get together every once in a while to record. I mean, like, if bands start to get together and they set up a camera and a live stream, like, they can do a, not a podcast, but like, you know, this community door is right there. And there's right. People that are super frothy. So just if you're interested out there, you can hear the sound of my voice and this sounds titillating to you. Rest assured it is, and come get some.
Right. Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show and come back. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Absolutely, man.
Awesome. Have a good one on May 10th.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll get this out on audio before then.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. And if y'all ever have any questions, you want to get together and do a call, ask questions, whatever, I am there. Hit me up.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Great. Have a good one.
See ya.
And that was our chat with the enigmatic Booberry. I mean, I like that little bug. I want one.
That was inspiring. That was good.
That was a good one. Sometimes I'll send my bug to chat with you instead when I don't feel like it. Darren's not here. I mean, it's like, reminds me of like Arrested Development when Super Dave had the camera on his head, the surrogate.
Oh, Super Dave was in there. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. That was hilarious. Yeah.
Anyway, big thanks to Booberry for coming to the chat. Joe, even bigger thanks if you're, after the listeners, thanks for listening. Even bigger thanks if you're one of our supporters, our nobles, in Great America. We couldn't do it without you. Head over to greatamerica.ca/support today to sign up for a monthly or make a one-time donation. Of course, greatamericaoutlawed.ca is our other podcast. Adultbrain.ca is all our audiobooks and all that sort of stuff. Also available on podcast on Podcasting 2.0. So, and then greatamericacbd.com for CBD tinctures and gummies and that sort of stuff, and some THC ones too. And what did I miss? Contact at thecabin.com for trips and events. Other than that, we love you guys. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Time.